That's weird. That's weird. Kind of weary me out.
You are a sad, strange little man.
This is crazy!
Isn't that weird?
That's weird, man.
It's strange.
What's up, campers? Welcome back to episode 195 of Camp Strange. I am your camp counselor, Alex Tobin.
And I am your other camp counselor, Lando.
And we're back to bring the spooky, wacky, weird, strange, and fraud.
Oh, but I thought you were going to say frog.
No, you wish. But before we catch you up on these fraudulent stories, we got to catch you up on any of the news you may have missed. And, David, I got one right here. A Sierra Leone declares emergency after addicts dig up graves to get high on drug made from human bones.
I almost did that.
Really? It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean, it's got a little bit of everything. We got Sierra Leone. We love Sierra Leone.
Yep. I thought that was a person.
I was going to say, David, where's Sierra Leone?
Africa.
Yes. Good job. Good
Blood
job.
Diamonds.
Isn't How that do you a, know about that?
Isn't that
no,
a,
I know.
Isn't
I know,
that I'm like just, where that movie took place?
Well, I'm just a little concerned on why you know so much about blood diamonds. And why you're wearing all those diamonds.
Don't worry about the diamond. I told you not to bring up the diamonds. It was a good deal.
Why are you dressed like Macho Man Randy Savage, but with diamonds too?
I got them at Michael's.
Where are you going to be when Sierra Leone David runs wild on you?
Well, you can't stop talking about wrestling right now. Someone wrestle this guy.
I got my TikTok algorithm started showing me a bunch of WrestleMania shit, and
he talked about it for like 15 minutes before we started recording, and I was completely uninterested.
Shut the fuck up! I was uninterested until I started watching, and it kind of brought me back to my childhood. And I was like, you know, I told David this. It's just real nice to see people excited about something. You know, a lot of bad things in the world. But when you see fucking The Undertaker show up out of nowhere, as David called him, Gravedigger.
No, I was clearly making a joke about the monster truck. Because honestly, the WWE, they're a bunch of cowards. They should be fighting the monster trucks.
God bless you and your
allergies,
soul.
Man. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, that'd be the best crossover episode ever.
This is going to be like the guy who invented, what's that, basketball on trampolines? Remember that?
Slam ball.
Yeah, slam ball, that was a good one. They had some other like football-esque ones where it's like, or I've seen ones where like people can fist fight each other. And,
yeah, there's
like
a weird Romanian basketball where you can wrestle. But I think you have to take your shirt off to be like, to announce that you're going to fight someone. Because every time I see those videos, the guy always rips his shirt off before, like, body slamming a guy during a layup.
Well, that's the national symbol for I'm going to fight.
I don't know,
man. Pop the top off.
It seems like it's a part of the rules.
Only two things make me fight, and both of them are popping the top off. I'm talking Pringles and brawling. That's fighting. That joke didn't land. It was confusing to me, even.
It's okay.
Pringles make me fight. There.
It's true.
But we gotta tell you about these human bones and these drugs.
Yeah, what does drug do?
So a psychoactive drug crafted from human bones is leaving addicts in the West African country of Sierra Leone digging up graves in order to get their fix. According to the BBC, this haunting menace has forced Sierra Leone to declare a national emergency. Police officers in Freetown are that's a cool name. That seems like a
place that's not free.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a movie. It's like I'm picturing what's that movie that takes place in South Africa with the aliens? 60s
District 9.
District 9. It kind of reminds me of like that, like Freetown, where everyone's imprisoned.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic name. Police officers in Freetown are guarding cemeteries to thwart the disturbing practice of exhuming skeletons for the zombie drug production. I guess the drug is called... Oh, wait. Notably, the drug dubbed Kush. Not the kind of Kush... Not
with
the California...
C.
Yes. No, this is with a K, actually, too. There's only so many drug names.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen. Is made from a variety of toxic substances. Good start. Great start. With one of its main ingredients being ground up human bone. Okay, wait. So I just want to finish this out with a little paragraph. The narcotic first emerged in the West Africa country about 6 years ago. According to the outlet, it induces a hypnotic high, which can last several hours. The drug has become a widespread problem, and dealers have reportedly turned into grave robbers, breaking into thousands of tombs to steal skeletons to keep up with the demand. So my whole thing is, there's nothing in bone that would cause psychoactive measures. So what I'm thinking, it just doesn't make sense to me, because maybe there is some like chemical reaction. What?
It's the soil, man.
Well, I'm just gonna say, like, maybe there is some chemical reaction I'm not aware of, but it kind of just seems like this is more of like a superstitious practice. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm. But I just don't see how mixing, if you're mixing like human bone with something, like you could probably find like a, I'm guessing it's calcium that like causes the reaction. Couldn't they just get calcium in an easier way? But at the same time, if it is just spiritual or superstitious, why go to all the trouble to dig up a person?
Yeah, I know. I mean, like a gallon of whole milk, that gets me, the room starts spinning on me, you know?
David does this thing where he buys the milk,
yeah,
goes to the cemetery, digs up a grave, puts the milk in there,
yeah,
and then he forgets about it for about a year, and then he comes back and digs it back up. So there is still a process to it.
Curdled bones.
David one time put a gallon of whole milk in there, and he came back, and the guy was alive.
Really moisturized him up.
Okay, but that's pretty crazy. Just like, one, a psychoactive drug that's going to last multiple hours.
I mean, people get high off smoking poop.
Smoke poop. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Just do it. I just got to tell you this because it's kind of bone related, but it not related to the story. You know the guy who wrote Thank You for Being a Friend, the Golden Girls theme song? Thank you for being a friend. Dun, 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 dun,
sure.
Back again. I looked him up because it came up, and I was like, oh, who wrote that? And I looked. He's the same guy that wrote Spooky, Scary Skeletons
that
Shivers Down Your Spine.
That's isn't pretty that cool.
Pretty literally fun factoid you could share with your friends now.
That's a good one.
Yeah, his name was something Gold. I can't remember his first name.
Billy Frank, Gold.
Frank, it might be Frank Gold. Frank Gold.
Anyway. Frankenstein Gold.
So, yeah, just keep, hide your dead if you're in Sierra Leone.
Yeah. Not to check the map. I don't know if we have anybody listening there.
It's one guy and he's already dead.
Yeah. All right. Billy D. Williams says actors should be allowed to wear blackface.
Who's Billy D. Williams?
Lando Calrissian.
Oh. Oh, I'm going to say something controversial that I feel bad about now. More controversial than that statement, I thought that was Carl Weathers.
No. No, I Carl Weathers up. Played a different guy in The Mandalorian.
Oh, I've never seen The Mandalorian. Maybe that's why I'm confusing it. Because I saw people talking about Carl Weathers and dying and then like the Star Wars universe. And I was like, oh, he played Lando? Okay. I guess that kind of makes sense. He's like suave.
But no.
At least I didn't say that you could still wear a blackface.
Huh?
And of course,
Billy Dee Williams is black.
Regardless, at least I didn't say that, and I was going to say, yes, of course, he is black, but still, that's very problematic. I don't know how you get away with saying that, but, you know, he comes from a if he was anybody else, we'd be like, what a piece of shit, but with him, I'm like, well, he comes from a different era, you know?
Yeah, why not?
The 70s, which they didn't really still do that, like, it's not like Al Jolson was, like, popping around in the 70s with Billy Dee Williams being like, this never is the way to go. Grease paint. Like, Jesus Christ. I don't understand I think the most recent, as they say, and It's Always Sunny, the most recent guy to do it and get away with it. I mean, besides Robert Downey Jr. and Tropic Thunder, but Othello, Laurence Olivier and Othello.
Yeah.
You know.
That was bad. Who was that? Was that?
Laurence Olivier.
The actor.
Laurence Olivier.
I thought that was the guy.
No, Othello.
Oh. I'm thinking Lawrence of Arabia.
That's a character.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Who plays Lawrence of Arabia again? I should know this. This is like one of those most like.
Didn't John Wayne do blackface?
I think he did it like casually.
Or maybe
I think he did it not in a movie. No, I think he did actually. Peter O'Toole played Lawrence of Arabia, and it looks like you could argue he just has a tan. I'm not 100% sure if they put a tint on him, but it was 1962, so
yeah.
Is there any more info about Billy Dee Williams saying that? Was
no.
he referencing something?
I don't know. Let me read it.
Let me read it, or I didn't read it.
I didn't fucking read it. I already closed the window.
I love how Billy Dee Williams is like, I didn't say that. Like they cut to a clip of him. He's like, I know a lot of people say like, yo, I think it's okay to still wear a blackface, but I just disagree. And yeah. David's like, Billy Dee Williams says.
He said it.
He says, dig up the dead and smoke their bones. Anyway, you can find him in Sierra Leone. I got another one right here. As Polish priest jailed for throwing wild orgy where male prostitute died after overdosing on erectile dysfunction pills.
Did his dick explode?
Yes, and someone's head exploded too.
Which head?
I mean, I see.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you know, it's like Jackie Chan in Rush Hour 2 when they put the bomb in his mouth and they tape it.
Oh, I thought Jackie's dick exploded.
Remember Rush Hour 2 when Jackie Chan takes all those ED medications and has a heart attack, or I should say, explodes.
Yeah, how do you die from that? What kills the man?
Okay. I don't know why I know this, but you know who else had a heart attack on ED pills was, God, who was that Instagram guy? Dan Bilzerian.
He died?
No, he had a heart attack though.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess they.
Damn,
you know,
I got excited for a second.
Back. But I don't know what ED medication does, but I think it does something to your heart if you take too much of it, you know?
Well,
I think it's like a blood thinner.
Yeah,
or,
it's a blood thinner, right?
I don't know. It's something like that, but it does something. It probably rushes a lot of blood all over your body, obviously, or pulls it all from your heart.
You should test it. Eat six Rhino XL nitro pills from the gas station.
Do you think those are actual like ED medications?
I remember I had a friend who went to a different college who was in a fraternity who had a fraternity brother who would take them to see what would happen.
What?
And I guess he was just angry all the time, and he started getting really thick, coarse back hair.
That's like horrifying.
Yeah.
Well, he might have just been hitting.
I think he fucked like a machine, but I don't know.
Fucked like a rhino. It's where you have sex. It's where you have sex, and then a man shoots you with a trank dart, and then cuts your nose off.
And Jim Carrey crawls out of your ass.
That scene scared me as a child. Like when the bottom—I think I brought this up in the pod before—but when the bottom half of his jaw is still in the rhino's ass, and then
it's stretching,
he's like, like that scared me. And they're like, and then it scared me because of the people's reaction watching it, where he's like, honey, get back in the car. And I was like, oh my God, these people are actually in danger. Like, I didn't understand the context of the situation. I just saw Jim Carrey. Because I also saw Cable Guy, and that scene where he's running up the hallway with the fucked up eyes.
You know, I don't remember Cable Guy at all.
Oh man, that's a good one actually. But there's a dream sequence where he's like a fucking monster.
I remember watching it when it first came out. I was probably too young for it. And my mom was like, oh, that movie was terrible. We're never watching it again. I just never saw it again.
It's pretty good, actually. I think you would like it. You get a kick out of it. It's pretty funny.
Doesn't he like to become a stalker?
Yeah, he basically is like, he's a stalker. And like, yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything, but yeah. You find out he's like a very lonely guy. And it's actually like kind of weirdly heartwarming. Or like sympathetic towards his character, but he's like a psychopath. Young Jack Black is in it, and Jim Carrey jumps off his back and slam dunks and shatters the backboard. It's a great scene.
Okay, now I gotta watch this.
It's real good. But talk about this priest. Here's the thing. Priest, I'm pro priest orgy. I just don't like how he went about it. See,
that almost sounds like you're supporting pedophilia.
There's no pedophilia here.
Okay.
This Polish priest is a secretly gay man, which is not illegal, who hired a prostitute, which I guess is illegal, but maybe not in Poland. And so he's paying this guy, or multiple guys, to join in a party, and they're just having a good time. But the problem is, it says a Polish priest was sentenced to 18 months in jail for sex and drug crimes. I don't think ED medication was the only drug there. But a guy collapsed during his orgy at his home. And as reported, he had too many ED pills. And paramedics were denied entry into the priest's home following the man's death because he was probably like, oh, shit, I don't want people to like know about this, you know.
He's a man of God, not science. He denies the doctors.
He's like praying over him. He's like, give me. He's using the anal.
Please, Lord, give me 5 more minutes.
Do you know like people use the rosary bead to pray? He's like doing it with the anal beads all tied together. Sorry, that's funny though. So somebody called an ambulance. Paramedics arrived. They refused entry. But they were only able to attend to the man after police were called. The police had to show up, basically. And it says the priest referred to as Tomlinson Z was sentenced for sexual offenses. I don't know what that means. Supplying drugs and failing to provide assistance to a person in danger of loss of life or serious bodily harm. He was ordered to pay the victim 15,000 zlotys. What? Is that what they use in Poland?
Poland. God. Yeah, they use zlotys in Poland.
Zlotys.
Zlotys in Poland.
Poland, which is 3,000. Wait, he had to pay a dead man 3,820 American dollars in damages and
in the afterlife. If a priest gets you killed, do you go to heaven?
Wait, but what if a priest wants you dead?
That's the catch 22. That's why priests don't kill.
But here's the thing. So he had to pay this man who's obviously now dead in damages, and he paid several thousand zlotys to fund a set up account to help the victims of crime. That's very generic.
Just any crime.
Give us thousands of dollars. Set up a fund for a victim of crime.
Poland is crazy with their crime.
Poland is kind of crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy on Poland.
Poland. but yeah, so I guess he just like basically was trying to like cover up this man's heart attack. And in doing that, because he probably had drugs in there and other shit. But you got to just let him through. You got to bite the bullet on that. You know, he shouldn't have been partying so hard.
He's rock hard, pinching a 10 under his Catholic robes.
Do you think he took the ED pills too?
For sure.
See, you know what's fucked up? This guy might not have even needed ED pills. But
trust
you probably
me,
did
if you're fucking a pope, you're gonna need ED pills.
He wasn't fucking the pope.
Green Breaking jacket, news. Gold jacket, who gives a shit? Am I right?
Breaking news. Pope found fucked.
pink smoke leaves the chapel.
No, it's one guy trying to make the rainbow with all the different smokes they have in there. And he's like, I can't, I don't know how to do this.
Smoke doesn't work like paint. I keep telling you guys this.
So, yeah, that's, well, I kind of forgot that they announce a pope through the chimney.
Isn't that crazy?
They don't do that shit in Poyland, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, Poyland don't have no chimneys.
We have ED pills and zlothies.
You take ED pills to stay warm in Poyland.
That's how you cook your food. You put it on the on the spit and roast it over a fire. You rotate it.
What spit are you putting that chicken butter. Carcass on? Yeah, that's butter. Okay. Just making sure. Yeah, just making sure we're on the same page.
What do you mean? Okay, you just said chicken carcass when you really meant to say Cornish game hen.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, moving on.
Wait, I'm getting a call. What's that? We're canceled? Oh. Okay.
We're going to jail? Ah, oh, shit.
Was it the chicken on the dick?
We're getting sent to Poyland to sit the rest of our lives in a prison cell.
In a work camp. In Poyland. You have to dig all the graves for all the ED guys.
But there's no shovels, many. Just ED pills.
Get to digging.
You gotta stretch out the hips. Yeah.
Barry Keoghan in that dirt pile, baby.
So. You know what's insane?
That's a
when
salt
that happened.
Burn joke.
When that happened, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the movie, when he walked up to that thing, I was like, oh, he's gonna fuck that mound of dirt. And my wife was like, no, he's not. And then he started taking his clothes off, and I was like screaming laughing.
You're salivating, you mean?
Oh, I was going crazy. She put a leash on me. I was barking at the TV. Looked like a DMX album cover.
Dave gonna give it to you. Okay, you have another story?
I do, and it starts with quotes. Why do my eyes hurt? Searches about eye injuries see massive spike amid solar eclipse. We couldn't not talk about that.
Okay, I have a confession to make.
What?
I'm currently blind.
That makes sense.
No, so I knew that the eclipse was happening.
Yeah.
And I went to a coffee shop to do some writing, and I was writing in there, and time got away from me, and then I noticed, I was like, oh, shit, it's like 12, but I think it went from like 10 to 12, 15 or something, and I was like, oh, I just want to see if I could catch like a little edge of like the sun.
Just edging
the
sun.
And I went outside. I was edging with my son.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, now we're done. Okay, now we're done. Now we're canceled. I'm getting another call.
Yeah, the police are calling.
So I went outside. I'm not letting him in. So I went outside, and I was just like, I'm just going to like do like a – you know like when you see somebody in public and you think you know who they are, like you recognize them, and you kind of do like a – you kind of scan the room. No, not wave at them. You kind of do like a – you kind of don't do a direct eye contact, but you kind of scan the room, and then, like, you bring it back. And, you, like, you're talking to somebody, and they go, is that John? And you kind of scan the room, pretend like you're looking at something else, and you kind of turn back.
Yeah.
Like a swivel, and then you go, yeah, it's John. So I tried to do that with the sun, and immediately I looked back to where I was – I looked up at the sun real quick, and I looked back, and there was an immediate dark spot in my eye.
Yeah.
I was like – is the sun usually this bright? Because I feel like I've looked at the sun before and it wasn't that bright.
I'm always looking at the sun, you know?
Did the sun get brighter on me? Or did I just get dumber?
Probably both.
Yeah.
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 It was too cloudy here to see it, unfortunately.
Well, it didn't really make a difference on the West Coast. I feel like you just caught like a little bit of an... the edge. You had to be like in one of those. I mean, you could Google. I think most people saw it, but it was like eclipse, full eclipse path.
Yeah,
it went from like New York down to Texas, and it was like, you know, going over like West Virginia or something. I don't know, Arkansas.
Yeah. The last one that came through was like Eugene was like the number one place in America to see it.
And oh,
it was
really?
Like pure black storm clouds out. Like just couldn't see it at all.
No. That's shitty.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I hate that. I mean, it's, I remember the last one that happened was, oh God, like 2018, 17, 18.
See, that's what I saw that it was 17, but I was like, didn't one happen like 2 years ago?
No, I don't think so.
No, one happened last year because I had the leftover glasses from last year. I swear to God, one happened last year.
I just remember the one from like 2000 was a 17. I remember that one.
Well, I think the difference is the ones from this year in 2017 were like full eclipses.
Yeah.
Where it's like perfectly centered, but the one last year was like a partial.
Yeah, I was going to... Oh, okay. I remember the one that I got in LA, and it was like I went outside, and it became like a different hue outside. So I was like, that one was covered enough where I was like, oh, this is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I guess a lot of people are also doing what I'm doing, looking at the fucking sun.
Yeah.
It's, I'm a big sun fan. David, are you okay? He turned his brightness all the way up on his screen.
I closed that news article, which was like a night mode, and now I'm on a page that's completely white, and I feel like I'm looking at the fucking eclipse right now.
I'm a big fan of like space, but oh, I remember the one you're talking about. It was like the sun went in front of the moon or something like that.
That would make no difference.
You might be onto something. Well, that was a lunar eclipse. That's what a lunar eclipse is. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
No, it's not the sun goes in front of the moon. It's the earth goes... Oh, fuck, man. So this time, the moon went in front of the sun. But the other time was... Oh, my God. I don't know. I guess I'm not a space fan.
A lunar eclipse is when an astronomical event that occurs when the moon moves into Earth's shadow, causing the moon to be darkened. Such an alignment occurs during an eclipse season. The text is really small. Approximately every 6 months during the full moon phase, when the moon's orbital plane is closest to the planet of Earth's orbit.
Anyway, I think one of those did happen, but I'm just gonna stop talking about it because I know smart enough. But
we're scientists.
Yeah, that's true. Men of science.
We are men of science.
Men of invisible dogs. Men of science. Whiskey men.
Whiskey boys. Or would you
bird
rather
haters?
Be a, would you rather
seagull
be a baby
haters?
Or a boy?
Hornet haters. What?
Would you rather be a baby or a boy?
That's been the age-old question.
Isn't it?
Yep. So, should we get into these stories?
I guess. Because apparently you have plans later.
Dude, I'm a very busy man. I wasn't playing a Plague Tale before this and diverting rats from the bubonic plague onto soldiers.
Yeah.
Fun game. Anyway, so let's get into it. Now, David, I did not write an intro paragraph for this because I totally forgot until just right now. But the thing that inspired me to choose this topic, fraud, was one of our news stories last week. And I'm talking about zip tie leg, dry ice leg.
Okay.
Remember him?
Yeah.
So last week, for those of you who maybe didn't listen, there was a man who put his legs in dry ice and had to get them amputated from like the shin down, the calf down, and because him and his friend wanted to get like insurance money or something like that. They found pictures on like social media or like pictures in his phone or something, and he said it happened when he was on his moped in like Vietnam, and they're like, Vietnam doesn't get cold enough for you to get frostbite on your leg. Like, none of this is adding up. And so now the guy has no legs and no money and is going to jail and has to pay a fine. So it's like just a bad day. But I was like thinking, I wonder if there are any other like good fraud stories, this little fraud things. I came across just a couple little fraud stories that I wanted to cover that I just thought were kind of fun. So today I'm going to cover just four little vignettes of fraud. And you guys can determine if they're funny or not. So let's get into them. So this first one, what was that noise?
A sniffle.
Oh.
My allergies are bad.
Oh. So I don't care. That's fraud. It's fraud, dude. You're trying to get medical time off.
Whatever, man.
Dude, shut up. Anyway, so when Isabel Parker ran out of funds to support her gambling addiction, first off.
Sick.
Did I mention she's 72 years old?
Hell yeah.
I was just talking to my dad, and he was saying, like, oh, we have, like, a casino that they built, like, a couple of years ago. Like a little it's called the Grattan Casino in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it's a tiny little casino. It's kind of, it's nice. It's, like, brand new. They have some restaurants in there. And he went up to the restaurant, and he was talking about how many people were in there. And she's like, there's a lot of old people just constantly gambling. They're just, like, gambling addicts.
Yeah.
And I guess this woman was also one of them. So the 70-year when she ran out of money to support her gambling addiction, 72-year-old orchestrated no less than 49 slip and fall scams at department stores, supermarkets, and liquor stores in three different states between 1993 and 2000.
Okay.
And I'm thinking she got away with 49 before she got caught.
That sucks.
All I'm saying is do with that information what you will, but if you're a little short on funds, go find a water bottle. So an investigation by detectives from the Philadelphia District Attorney's Insurance Fraud Unit revealed Parker used as many as 47 aliases and 11 different addresses to file her claims, which totaled more than $500,000, according to a joint complaint filed by the Philadelphia and Delaware state prosecutors. And here's the crazy part. She was convicted of 20 counts of insurance fraud in 2003 and served a 4-year sentence under house arrest.
Okay.
That's just like, okay. I feel like we talked about it in other countries, they're like executing people who commit fraud.
Yeah.
And here they told a woman who probably doesn't leave the house to stay in the house.
Yeah.
And, well, she can't go to the casino, so that's actually punishment enough, but
she's gotten really into parlays.
I don't know what that means. You're an addict.
You don't know what a parlay is?
I've heard of a parlay, but I don't really know what it is. Is that where you bet on multiple things to happen?
Yeah, so it's sequence? Like you can bet like $5 and you'll like have a crazy list of just being like, oh, like this player will have 12 rebounds, this player will make the first shot of the game, this player will have like X amount of assists, this player will have like 5 blocks.
Yeah.
And if all those things happen, like $5 can turn into like 15 grand.
Isn't that crazy that the last thing I was going to say is that this woman, unbeknownst to the Philadelphia's fraud office, did a parlay that she would commit 49 slip and falls. She ended up winning $2.6 million.
Oh, my God. Imagine if she just didn't gamble.
I made that up, you stupid asshole. Oh,
okay.
How can you parlay? How can you parlay
I thought you were, like, making a, like, a ref, like, okay. I thought you were just, like, trying to make a reference to what I was saying. I didn't think she
actually Let me ask you this. Do you want to be a boss or do you want to be a baby?
I feel like a baby right now. Okay?
That's right.
Because I kind of zoned out and I wasn't listening to you.
Because you don't get to school me on the podcast about what a parlay is without me spinning it and making you look like you don't know something, okay? I'm not insecure. Gotcha.
I still don't know what taxes are.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to this next one before David makes the list. David loves Wesley Snipes movies. It's crazy.
Yeah. DMX, my favorite artist. Love Shakira.
DMX. Wait, they all committed tax fraud?
Pretty sure.
Oh, I didn't know Shakira did. I didn't know DMX did either.
I'm pretty sure Shakira did, like, big time, to the point she almost faced, like, serious jail time. And she would have if she wasn't Shakira.
Yeah. You have to be 74-year-old, a 74-year-old gambling addict, or Shakira.
Yeah.
There's no in between. Nope. Not at all. So, in 2010, this is a new story. A new story. Not a news story, but a new story. In 2010, a man that went by the name of Jim Davis died, had a funeral, and then was cremated and spread. Oh, he wasn't spread out to sea. Oh, yeah, he was spread out to sea. The only issue was there was no Jim Davis. Back in 2009, four California women, Jean Crump, 67, Faye Schilling, 61,
good names.
Barbara Ann Lynn, 64, and Lydia Eileen Pierce, 35, she's the youngin', thought it would be a good idea to invent a man and then kill said man off in order to collect a $1.2 million life insurance policy.
How can you do a life insurance policy on someone that doesn't exist? Like, don't you need like their social and like driver's license and like dental records?
Here's you make a good point. I think it's one because this was in 2009. Maybe some rules are different back then. That was only like not that long ago, so I don't think that was the case. But maybe, I mean, they did get caught. So, I mean, somebody did their due diligence. Maybe they filed everything being like, we file shit. And then if somebody, that's the thing. Maybe they file shit. And then once people go to claim it, that's when they do a deep dive.
Yeah.
That I don't know if that's actually true, but maybe. Anyway, so... but the other thing I wanted to say, oh God, what was it? Oh yeah. How do people take life insurance policies out on people they don't know? Like, I remember that was like a thing back in the day where somebody would be like, I took a life insurance policy out on this like homeless guy and then I killed him.
Yeah.
But I think the whole thing is you have to get somebody to sign the papers. So you have to know them enough for them to like basically say that you're the beneficiary of like the money. I don't know how life insurance works.
Yeah.
Some of you listeners might know, but I assume that's like the case. So it's like when people got tricked or like did use homeless people or like other people, I assume that they like tricked them into like signing a piece of paper.
Yeah. Cheeseburger for a signature, sir. Just a quick little ciggy for a ciggy.
He's got pickles on it. Got pickles.
Extra pickles for an extra signature.
Until I get the pickles.
Extra signature equals extra pickles.
Extra signature. The dude signs it like John Hancock. It's like huge on the page.
It's like a basketball. Signs a basketball.
Wouldn't that be cool? That would be cool.
I'm going to start collecting homeless people's signatures on basketballs.
David goes to like a children's auction. It's like
some high school thing.
Basketball signed by the Skid Row class of 92.
Just put it next to like the university championship team's signature ball.
Put it next to the Burt's Bees basket. Put it next to the barbecue grilling basket.
The barefoot wine collection basket.
The duck themed basket. Oh, give me another one. Come on, you got one more in you.
The one night stay at a small Airbnb that's 5 hour drive away.
Yes. And there's like lube in it. Yeah. That would be really funny at like a children's auction, like a school. It's like
lube and three spatulas.
A weekend getaway, and there's like a gag ball in it.
The priest anal beads.
That's the thing. You got to give people those. I feel like those gifts are like you don't want to go buy it for yourself.
Oh,
because
yeah. The priest anal beads? God.
They're just hard to get your hands on, physically and
so
metaphorically. Slippery. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, if somebody gave me a gag ball, I'd be like, this is a really stupid gift, but it's...
I love it.
I'd put it on.
Perfectly.
I would put it on and be like, I gotta see what this is all about. But I would never in my life ever go. I would never go and buy one.
I don't think I've ever actually seen one in person.
Wow, that sounds really incriminating.
What do you mean?
I don't even think I know what one is. Wait.
Wait a second.
Wait.
Now
wait,
come to think
say?
Of it.
Did you say a blag crawl?
What is this thing?
I had a friend one time in high school. Someone's like, "Oh, is that Abercrombie and Fitch?" And he's like, "Abercrombie and Fitch? What?" And I'm like, "You know what that brand is? You don't." I'm like, "You
Justice
don't have to
Beaver."
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to know. You don't have to wear it to know what it is. And he's like, yeah. Oh, you don't even. I swear, I don't even know what the hell that is. What the hell is that?
I would never.
That's like a Tim Robinson sketch. What the hell is that? Anyway, so it just made me laugh. Hard.
A smartphone? Yeah, okay.
I remember if you joined Facebook at one time, you were like lame. And like everybody was on MySpace and like I made a Facebook. I'm like, ew, you're on wait, what is it called again? Facebook? The dude, Facebook?
MySpace was king.
Yeah, dude. I miss Tila.
Top,
I miss Tom.
Top friends.
Yeah. I miss when a song started playing immediately.
Yeah. Slipknot on your main page.
I miss my Stars and Straps background.
The gifts wait, that like twinkle.
Wait, straps? What? What are those? Tie me to the bed? What? Paramedics can't come in? What? What? Okay, so let's get back to the story. So they killed this man off, this fake man, for $1.2 million life insurance policy. First thing they did wrong is there's too many people involved already, right?
Oh, four yeah, people. Too many cooks.
Yeah, a 1.2 split, you know, four ways is like only like $300,000. Is that worth like I'd do it with like another person. That's yeah. It. But I said the only issue was they really had to sell it. But luckily, the ringleader and former mortuary worker, Gene Crump.
Jesus Christ. Grandma got burnt up by Gene Crump. God damn. Yeah, so Gene Crump, she handled my Grand Pepper. Great work.
Oh, Gene Crump. Oh, man, she made him look like a beautiful man in death.
I wheeled Grand Pepper over to Gene Crump, and she turned him into white sand. Beautiful.
Well.
Dipped my toes. I felt like I was in Hawaii.
We put him on the beach in Florida, and I saw a child building a sandcastle with him.
He would have loved a child touching him.
Peep, peep. That's what he would have wanted, a child mushing him into a
plain
paste.
Just playing with his body.
Grandpa, every time we go over Grandpa's house for Easter, he always go, mush me into a moist paste.
Oh, kids, I hope you guys don't mush me again into a warm paste. Oh, no.
So Gene Crump was a former mortuary worker, but so she knew, like, the process. So the women staged an entire funeral. They bought, like, a very nice casket, held a procession, bought extravagant flower arrangements, you know, the ones that, like, I don't even know why people, I'm like, why did you make it in the shape of that? That looks corny. I don't know. I know it's tradition, but, like, when I see, like a wreath at a funeral, I'm like, this ain't Christmas. That's what I always say. This ain't Christmas. They said, does anybody have any words to say about Graham Pepper before we lower him into the ground? I go, oh, this ain't Christmas, because if it was, we'd all have presents.
I didn't get my present. I don't see a single candy cane.
Santa came early. So, but I just don't like those flower arrangements. I just don't.
Yeah.
Just instead, I want everybody to fucking sign a basketball at my funeral and put it in my coffin. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
One homeless signature. That's all I ask.
Just what? Which one would it be? You got a favorite one?
Probably like one of the guys from Bum Fights.
Oh, I don't think any of those guys are still alive.
In my funeral, I'm gonna say, "Bury me with my most prized possession," and then they'd open up the letter, and it would say, "David Stokes." And you have to crawl in that coffin with me.
I'm in the window.
We'd have to sit because it. No, we'd have to lay in it 69 style.
Oh, okay.
You're crawling in the coffin with me, and we're getting lowered down.
I mean, are we doing ankle to ankle though? It might be kind of hard to fit, you know.
Well, I'm face up, so yeah. You'd be face down by my feet.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like head between ankles.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't be overlapping with the legs. We wouldn't have mouth on genitals. We're strictly.
Okay.
David, I tell you this all the time. We're strictly doing this for shape purposes.
I know.
It's like putting shoes back in the box at Foot Locker. You can't put them both the same way, David. They don't work like that.
And you can't forget to stuff them with their fucking tissue, because if you don't do that again, it's never going to fucking close.
Wait, what if they started lining up people in coffins like shoeboxes?
Coffins have two people in them.
Like they put me in shoulder first. Like I'm on my side.
Okay.
And then they put another person in there with me.
Okay.
Or even better. Come up. If grandmama dies and then she dies first, you bring her back up. Open the coffin.
Yeah.
Stick Graham Pepper next to her, shoe style.
Yeah. Just start putting coffins in those like revolving car garages.
I've never seen one of those, but I was kind of picturing those things that you used to get lunch out of in the 70s where you slide open the thing and get the sandwich out.
Okay.
You know? Like a revolving thing.
Yeah.
Well, you put the coffin in like a Carvana?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of like the thing I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Then you get easy access, and it's like, we're going to be back in like 3 weeks, so...
Okay, is anybody writing this down? Is anyone writing this down?
You can sell advertisements on the side of your coffin.
Can you?
No, I'm saying that's part of it. If we're doing the Carvana thing, and you can see all the coffins lined up, you're going to want to do some advertising.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It might hurt some brands, like
dog food.
Like once you pop, you can't stop.
Uh huh.
He stopped.
He stopped. But did he pop? He might not have popped.
He popped too many times. They didn't even have to stick. We didn't have to film a tissue. He's full of that foam peanut they make.
Circus peanut.
Yeah, they make Pringles out of. That's not potato. That's like circus peanut. That's like...
That's a tennis ball.
It's something... There's something wrong with those chips. I like them, but there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
You ever seen one of those touch water?
No.
It's insane.
Oof. What happens?
They turn black and catch on fire. They're not natural.
Huh. I saw a picture. This ain't Christmas. Someone threw a Big Mac in a fire, and it didn't catch on fire.
Oh, my God. You know I'd yell if I saw that? This ain't Christmas. That's my new catchphrase. I like saying that. This ain't Christmas.
It's good.
You gotta say it.
It's
like
not.
That, though.
It's April 10th.
It's not. I wouldn't say it on Christmas. Of
yeah,
course.
I was gonna say. Will you switch to this is Christmas?
No. Then I'd get like really controversial, and I'd walk into a Starbucks, and I go, people can't say Merry Christmas anymore. And then I start throwing hot coffee at minimum wage workers.
Yeah, you got to get the traveler.
Yes. Sorry. They'd call me the traveler. I'd walk in with a big trench coat and an Undertaker hat, gravedigger hat. And they'd call me the traveler, and I'd pour coffee on them like people do in movies when they're like trying to light a house on fire with gasoline.
Yeah.
I'd make like a trail leading towards them.
Yeah.
And I try to light it, not understanding that coffee doesn't light on fire.
Intimidation's half of the fight, you know, because I have a feeling once you did that move and then you pulled out the match, someone's going to freak out because it's not going to click right away that it's not going to work, but it's still going to scare the shit out of them.
It's actually going to be I'm only there. I'm like I'm like one of those anti drug people. Like they get really, really scared. And then once they realize that it was just coffee, they'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so relieved. And then I'd be like, you need to stop drinking so much coffee.
Caffeine's the highest addicted drug.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
And then you pants them. I'd go his tip in your traveler.
I go, what's the over under on this? And then I pants them and I go, it's under. And then I go, I'm also a gambling addict along with a coffee addict.
And then everybody clapped and cheered.
And then everybody crapped and I went, crapped. Everyone crapped.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, it is coffee, but they crap. And I go, this is Christmas. Where are we?
Am I doing my story or are you doing your story?
Okay, let me finish this. So Peepaw's in the shoebox at this point, right?
Yeah, Peepaw's definitely in the shoebox.
So they got him flower arrangements. They bought a nice coffin. They held a procession at a cemetery. They didn't buy him a headstone because, you know, cheap bastards, headstones are expensive. You can't just buy a headstone for Jim Davis. They probably went and ripped another Jim Davis headstone and put it there. But yeah, something they did do was they hired actors to play the friends and the family of Jim Davis. Another mistake.
How do you not trust them to be like, oh, no, I'm just like an actor. Like,
yeah. And because like even if they didn't go like, oh, it's an insurance fraud thing, people would just be like, if I knew nothing about this insurance fraud thing, I would be like, I got hired to go to a cemetery today.
I didn't stand see a camera.
I know. Maybe they did bring a camera. Like, we're making a short film.
Yeah.
But good God. Just too many loose ends. But after the FBI did some digging, I don't know what set them off, but...
Literal or figuratively?
Both.
Okay.
But they cannot find such a man once they did a little digging, metaphorically, of course. And they decided to go above and beyond and go and dig in a literal way to go unearth the casket to find not Jim Davis, but instead a mannequin with some cow parts inside. Not, I don't think the mannequin had cow parts inside. I think the mannequin was in the coffin.
Steaks.
And then they threw some stank in there.
Couple ribeyes.
Yeah, you know. And they said that they did that to ensure the proper weight of the body. So instead of just being like
that's a lot of steak.
They're like, they're gonna know that it ain't meat weight.
Couldn't they just get sandbags? Holy shit.
Meat feel different when you lift it in a box.
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't.
You never. They really just tried to really sell it, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to find
they want to bleed
entire.
A little bit. That steak was raw.
Nothing makes you question. No, nothing makes you believe there's a body in there when you see blood dripping out of the corner. A soggy corner.
All the fucking wild dogs in the neighborhood are chasing the coffin. <There's a> fucking... Peepaw's real ripe right now, guys. Sorry.
His fucking, like, thousands of flies. Like, is Michael Clark Duncan from the Green Mile in that bitch? Why are there so many flies? I'm just picturing, there's nothing funnier than a bunch of dogs chasing a coffin as it goes down the street.
Especially if they're, like, nasty stray super mutts.
they're like Guadalajara dogs. Oh God!
All they know is raw, rancid meat.
Yeah, they only know attacking small child and dead persons.
You know they're just going fucking crazy too. Like no controlling them, they're going nuts.
Yeah, they're like ripping the coffin apart with their teeth.
It's like that video of those two yellow labs like destroying trees in the forest.
Oh yeah. The one where it's like Amelia Earhart's body with the coconut crabs or whatever.
Yeah. I love that goddamn video. If you guys know what I'm talking about, I don't know, Google like yellow labs destroying trees. I don't know what's going on in the video. There's just these two yellow labs and they're going absolutely bananas in the forest.
They're ripping
like, chewing trees up.
Yeah, they're ripping chunks out of like pieces of wood, like branches and shit.
Like down trees, like soft down trees. They're destroying them, like frantically.
Oral fixation, you know?
I don't know what it is, man.
Did you see the one where they put it in reverse and it looked like they were putting the tree back together? That's a good one, too. It's a really good one. So, like I said, they put steaks and the fucking cow parts in there. They even filed phony paperwork stating that they had... that he had been cremated. This is where I don't fucking get it. That he had been cremated and that his ashes and scattered over the Pacific Ocean. But, like, my whole thing is maybe they got nervous and they wanted to cover their tracks more because maybe they, like, buried him, like, and then they're like, oh, fuck, if somebody, like, digs it up and they find out that it's, like, not a body in there, we could just be like, oh, it was only ceremonial. And yeah. Then we actually cremated him. I'm like, who the fuck would want both? It just doesn't make sense. But they did both.
Some people and, just want it all.
Exactly. Oh, is that what that song's about?
Yeah. Is that the
Some
song?
Some people want it all.
Oh, Alicia. Love Alicia.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that drew more red flags to file that paperwork too. And in the end, the women were found guilty of wire fraud. So they all, I couldn't find out like what their sentencing was, but they all got dinged. Probably fraud. Just have to pay some money. Yeah.
Were they so they're stealing like copper wire too?
What they didn't tell you was Jim Davis was not a man; he was a robot. Was and a they were building, man. They were building him to love. I was just learning to love. Anyway, okay. So next one, this one's called Pelican Tings.
Pelican Tings.
So in 2009, luxury car dealer Andy House drove his $1 million Bugatti Veyron, not a car guy.
Veyron James.
He drove it into a swamp, hoping to collect a whopping $2.2 million in payout. That's an investment right there, you know? Buy a car for one, drive it as fast as you want into the water. Every boy's dream.
Oh, yeah.
And get double your money.
Till you get snapped by a croc.
Do you think he drove it in the water? He was like, I put on black. And he just drove right into the water. And he's like, and then he doubled it.
He doubled it. It was red.
Yeah. Hey, it was red. Because an arguably, amongst the least thought out car insurance frauds of all time, he drove it into the water. House claims that he lost control of his vehicle when he tried to avoid a pelican, causing him to swerve off the road and into a nearby swamp, and the car sustained unfixable damage. Here's the best part. You would think, okay, seems
there's no
legit.
Pelicans.
Well, how can you prove that there was or was not a pelican?
I would have gone with a herring. Much more swamp-like big bird.
So this was in Florida, though, like a coastal swamp. Like, because here's the thing, David. I saw a video of the man doing it. Because the Bugatti Veyron is an extremely rare luxury car with only 300 models manufactured in 2006. It is also amongst the most powerful, being able to accelerate up to 235 miles per hour.
Not necessary.
Unfortunately for House, a passenger in another vehicle, a fervent admirer of luxury cars, noticed the Bugatti and recorded it driving down the road.
That makes
when
sense.
All of a sudden, it drove into the water. This ruined House's fraud attempt, as the video showed there was no pelican when the claim occurred.
Damn. See, how
that makes shitty.
Sense. That completely makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean,
today,
it's just like...
I'm not even a car guy, but today, during my lunch break, I've been seeing a...
Cybertruck?
No, I haven't seen a Cybertruck yet.
I took a picture of a Cybertruck.
Cool. There's this...
I took a picture of a Cybertruck.
There's this really cool old, like, I don't know, Cadillac, like, lowrider that has the hydraulics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Those are sick.
Every time I see this guy, it's always at like a red light. And when he's at a red light, he's jumping off the ground with the fucking thing.
That's so sick.
Like, he hits it hard. I was trying to get a photo of it. But just like goes to show, like, I'm not even a car guy, but like, I just wanted to, like, it was awesome. So I want to like take a picture of it. But like, you're driving like an insanely rare car, like, chances are someone's always filming you. And that's, that's why you buy the fucking car, right? To get noticed.
Yeah. Yeah. To get exactly. Attention. Yeah. He should have known, or he should have just been like, how about I do it when there's nobody on the road? But I mean, he probably didn't even think that was a possibility. You know what I mean? He's probably just like, fuck it. Or what might have happened was, it wasn't a fraud thing. Maybe it was like he was looking at his phone and lost control, or I don't know.
Yeah.
It looked like he just drove, because I saw the video. It was posted right below the article, and he just drove fucking, it was like he was driving on like a 2-lane road or like a 4-lane road, and there was like water on like his right side for like miles. Like, it was like clearly in Florida somewhere, and he just kind of veered off the road and drove into the water, and it was like do-do-do-do-do, and it just like went under the water. And you're like, oh, fuck. So yeah, he got fucked.
What a bozo.
Homie didn't Photoshop a pelican in there. Sorry. No. Sorry, bozo. So, last story. This is the one that made me want to, do these. In 2009, oil company worker Ronald Ball was on shift when he decided to get a drink. That's right. Ronald wanted to feel the electricity that goes through your body when you sip on the neon green gold the gods have gifted us, which historians call the Fountain of Youth, who we know only as Mountain Dew.
I was going to say Mountain Dew.
He's going to do the dew. So Ball went to the company vending machine and pressed the plastic button as a can of Mountain Dew tumbled to the slot below.
Mm.
As he cracked open the dew, he took a big old fucking sip. A sipper down, bang down.
Hell yeah.
But immediately knew something tasted off. Ball ripped open the top of the can, only to find a dead mouse floating inside.
Oh. He did the dew too hard.
The only... yeah, well, I was going to say... the only liquid imaginable that could easily bring him back to life.
It's crazy that mouse is even recognizable and just like incinerate it.
Well, Ball began to gag as he poured the rodent into a styrofoam cup and began showing his coworkers. Ball immediately called Pepsi so the company could stop production on the assembly line that allegedly snagged a mouse, which probably wouldn't have affected more than one. It was probably like the mouse crawled into the can, unbeknownst to anybody, one can. And I mean, they have a rodent problem at the factory, but I bet every factory has a rodent problem. They're factories.
Yeah.
And it probably wouldn't have affected another can, but he called them regardless. Hearing the news, a Pepsi representative came out immediately to collect the dead mouse from Ball, but to their surprise, the evidence had apparently since been destroyed. I mean, I guess it makes sense. It's a dead fucking mouse. It's not that surprising that somebody tossed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One little thing that happened to me one time, I got a Cheerio, and there's a little tiny, 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 like almost like looking like a ladybug type bug.
Yeah.
And it was on the Cheerio, but it was completely glazed over. I had the honey nut glaze over it.
I would eat it.
I saw it in there, and I was like, oh, I should call Cheerios. I should have, but I was also like probably 14, so I just threw it away and ate the bowl of cereal. Fuck it. So from his... From his firm's vending machine, anyway, his attorney told ABC News that Ball
I had to kill a mouse at work once.
I copied another article that I didn't need. Okay, sorry. You killed a mouse at work?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, back in the day when I worked at a factory, we would get mice and stuff and rats. And a tiny little baby like mouse was like on the ground.
What the fuck? Why are you telling us this?
Well, because I'm a hero in a sense. And
oh my God.
But it got on a glue trap, which first of all, I'm very anti-glue traps. And it had like gotten off of it, and it just ripped all of the skin off its underside.
I don't like this story.
Yeah, and it was in pure agony. So the best the best scenario I came up with was, because I didn't want to drown it, because that would be terrible.
David.
I didn't want to smash it with a rock, because what if I missed and like barely hit it and just made it worse? You know? I didn't want to smash it with a mallet, because then the spray. I took the little guy and I put him I put him in front of the wheel of my car and I just went home.
David, this is
it was the quickest death I could think of.
Oh my God.
Am I wrong?
I'm disturbed.
Am I wrong though?
No. I mean, you should have killed him, but you should have just like hit it with a shovel.
I didn't have a shovel.
You fucking created a saw trap.
Yeah, but then if you hit it with the shovel, then you got to clean the shovel off, which is gross. You can't take the shovel back into the factory. Oh, and for the record, we were not dealing with food or anything like that, so it doesn't not a problem. But
I'm not gonna judge your crimes. God will. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Or the devil.
I think God will be proud of his son. I could have tossed it in the heat treat oven for 0.1 seconds.
You get up there, guess who's standing next to God's side?
Hey, I think that little mouse.
The mouse.
I bet that mouse was thankful. It was a goner, and it was the fastest, quickest way I could think of putting it out its misery.
Got like the mouse is just standing there cross-armed, and you walk through the gate, and he leans over, whispers into God's ear, and points at you. You shit your pants right then and there.
Mm-hmm. There is no shitting in heaven. Read the Bible.
Anyway, speaking of shitting, I'm just kidding. No, let me just keep going with this story. So Pepsi believed that, you know, that to be the end of the strange set of coincidences. But when later Ball sued the soft drink company seeking damages of excess of $50,000, Pepsi had to prove their innocence. They're like, wait a second. So after months of research.
Wait a second.
So after months of, I don't want to give him money. So after months of research about this incident, Pepsi came to the conclusion, maybe even against their own volition, that Ball couldn't possibly have gagged on a mouse because Ball didn't exist. I'm joking. No, because Mountain Dew's powerful ingredients would have dissolved the rodent's body before the can ever reached the vending machine.
Way.
They came to the conclusion that in 30 days...
Oh, so how
days,
many times have we been drinking Mountain Dew and there's just a dissolved rat in it?
I know. It's just that in 30 days, Pepsi's expert insisted it would have become a jelly-like substance. The man bought the can on day 72, apparently. Some say it was like 15 months after it was canned, but some people were saying 75 Whoa. Days, some people were saying 72. So I'll say 72, and it would have been a jelly. So Ball's attorney was not impressed, calling Pepsi's legal motion a poor dissent, and that it doesn't say a lot about their product. But in the end, Pepsi won, and it was officially seen by the courts as a case of fraud. And just as a fun little thing, I found a chart right below about how acidic Mountain Dew is. And if I'm reading it from most acidic pH starting at 1, because 1 is the highest pH, okay, that's battery acid.
Okay.
Below that, stomach acid is a 2. Below that, lime juice is a 2 to 2.3. Lemon juice, 2 to 2.6. Cranberry juice, 2.3. And then it goes vinegar, and it finally gets down to the first drink. And I'll tell you this, it's not Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is actually further down the list.
Squirt.
Squirt's a good guess. Squirt is on the list, but it didn't make the top 15.
Is it one of the many several ugly stepbrothers of Mountain Dew, like Code Red?
No, how about this? I'll start at the bottom of that like 15, and I work my way to the top. So it goes,
okay,
it goes starting at 2.7 and getting more acidic. It goes Powerade, Tang, High C Blast Fruit Punch, Orange Crush, Capri Sun, Coke Classic, Cherry Coke, Country Time Lemonade, Pepsi, Gatorade Clear, and the top spot in terms of soft drinks, Sunny Delight.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that shit's pretty acidic.
Yeah.
I used to drink a lot of Sunny D.
Did you?
I liked Sunny D growing up.
I don't think anybody disliked it. It was never a thing that we had.
I just remember liking the bottle. That bottle's kind of iconic.
Yeah.
Good bottle. But yeah. I was a big Tang fan, too. I like the orange.
I mean, they
drinks.
Had an orangutan.
Orangutan.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because it's called Tang.
Exactly.
I know. It's kind of funny.
They're probably to blame.
They probably are to blame, honestly. But I was a big Tang fan. And it's kind of crazy that also Pepsi is higher than Coke.
Why is that?
Like, oh, it says, wait, because classic Coke is 2.53. And Pepsi is, oh, yeah, Pepsi's 2.49, so it's slightly more acidic. And also, Pepsi has a little bit more sugar.
Yeah, only I believe
it. 0.4 grams more, so not a lot. But
are you a Pepsi or a Coke guy?
I'm a Coke guy. I used to be a Pepsi guy back in the day because I really liked cherry Pepsi.
Yeah.
But
you can just get cherry Coke.
I didn't like Cherry Coke's branding. I was a brand whore. I didn't like their Coke can. The Cherry Pepsi, I got a lot of Pepsi with the lime with the lemon twist. Pepsi
the
with
retro,
the lime twist.
The retro logos vanilla. Were awesome.
Yeah, that was a good one. Anyway, so Sunny Delight will eat you from the inside. Anyway, and it'll also dissolve a mouse quicker than Mountain Dew, if you're curious.
Crazy.
And that's my story about fraud.
Frog?
No.
Oh. All right, Tobin. No. Let me ask you. Have you ever had... Oh, boy. Already off to a bad start. Have you ever come up with a master plan, the plan to trump all plans, but this idea completely falls apart in the worst way possible?
It sounds like literally all of my stories I said today.
Pretty much. There's definitely some fraud in here.
Okay, cool.
Well, today I'm going to be telling you the story of Michael Handley. Frog. Do you know who Frog is?
Uh-uh.
Frog is a Eugene legend.
Like Gravedigger?
Like, no. Not
like
even.
Like Smoke Bones? Like Bone Smoker? Oh, that sounded bad, actually. That sounded like a... I meant the guys digging graves and smoking bones, but...
Oh, no.
I wasn't talking about the priest.
No, there's a Eugene legend named Frog who...
oh, yeah, that's the, like, hippie guy on a bike or some shit, right?
He's
like,
he sells
borderline homeless.
Yeah, he sells joke books.
Yeah, that's right.
And my mom said that when her and my dad were at Oregon, he was doing the exact same thing, like, 50 years
ago. Still doing it?
Still doing it.
Good for him.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to be telling you the story of Michael Handley. Michael Handley was a Louisiana millionaire and a total piece of shit. Imagine that. Michael was not a faithful husband to his wife, Shonda. And like all cheaters, Shonda found out while looking through his phone.
Idiot. He go put a password on it.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Shonda, standing up for herself, kicks Michael out of the house. Michael is pretty mad about that, but ends up leaving. And Michael continues to be furious because how could his wife find out he was cheating on her? She's a devil woman. How could she do that to him, you know?
I don't get it. I'm on Team Michael.
Yeah, like why would she do that to him?
It's so cool. I think one of my favorite things to do is to gain someone's not only trust,
undying
but love,
trust. Yeah,
but love, and then I take that and I use it against them,
yeah,
to believe that I did not do anything wrong for years,
and they
I'm secretly
they called you out,
yeah, like oh she Ugh. Doesn't love she
that really
she
grinds
I loved
my
her, I stayed with her through all of my cheating. And she won't stay with me. It's just not okay.
Devil woman, man. God, the worst. Michael then proceeds to think if he can beat Shonda to filing for the divorce, it would work out better.
I thought you bad choice of words.
We're not there yet. And
oh no.
It would work out so he wanted to get to the divorce paperwork before she could, because he thought like, oh, if I file it, it'll look better on my behalf.
Yeah.
I
didn't lose. You lost.
Exactly. But as his anger fades away from his mind, he has a change of mind, a complete 180. Michael now becomes hell-bent on winning the love of his wife back.
I thought you were going to say that Michael became Hellboy.
No, he becomes something much worse.
He starts smoking cigars and got a big rock hand.
The Doomfist.
Cut off his horns.
Wait, is that what they called that? I used to read that way back in the day.
Doomfist was an Overwatch character.
Yeah. Hellboy's fist.
Wait, Doomfist? I don't even know what that is. I don't have one of those that I use with the gag ball. I don't even know. Goomgist?
Okay. Hey, what? In my defense, the name of it is Right Hand of Doom.
I don't even have one of those.
I know. Aren't you jealous? His best friend had sex with a lady in a bathtub.
You talking about Abe Sapien?
Hell yeah.
Mine's covered in blood because I punched a guy with it.
Mine's covered in blood because I was turning a box of rocks into gravel with dog medicine on my hands.
You can't make niche jokes that you only send to me, David. David watches a TikTok of a guy that puts dog medicine on his hands and like punches bricks to make his hands stronger. It's horrific. The sound his hands makes when he puts the fucking dog medicine is the worst sound I've ever heard. It's anti-ASMR. It is horrible. I don't want it.
It's the worst sound you'll ever hear in your entire life.
It's like rubbing two pieces of styrofoam together. It's awful.
So he wants his wife back. Shonda, still using her brain, knows that it's a bad idea and shuts him down, rejecting all of his attempts to fix what he broke. Michael is now furious again. Goddamn devil woman. How dare she think it's in her own best interest to not be with him? And does she even know who he is?
You know what? Usually when people ask you that, do you know who I am? You should.
Yeah, you should always know who they are if someone asks you that.
And they're in the right. Every time someone has said that, they're in the right, and you should know, and you're about to be punished.
You should bow down.
And you know what? Justifiedly punished.
Yes.
You should have known, and you should have done something when they walked in.
You should atone for your sins.
Yeah. Yeah, atonement. That's what that movie's about. Keira Knightley's like, do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Boss Baby.
So now Michael decides to take an alternative route to win her back. Some might dare to say he goes goblin mode. Because the next logical tactic for him is to threaten to send their homemade Simpson shit pornos out to friends and family.
Hey, homie. Stop. Yeah. Stop having sex with Bart. Come over here, homie.
Bart was the only name you could think of.
Well, I didn't want to say Lisa because it's not as funny to be like Homer's having sex with his daughter, but it's funnier with his son.
Homie, stop having sex with the dog, Santa's little helper. Stop having sex with Krusty.
So, yeah, he threatens to send their homemade porn videos to all of their friends and family. Shonda calls. Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like, is this the route we're going? Like, doesn't really help you much either. I mean, maybe it
the does. Whole video, the whole video, he's like, mommy, mommy. Have you seen Blue Velvet?
No. I know
David Lynch. David Lynch's movie, there's a scene where Dennis Hopper is like doing some mommies, and it's disturbing to say the least.
Yeah.
He really nailed it in terms of disturbing.
That's Lynch daddy for you.
That's true. Razorhead's fucking wild. That's you with the mouse is a Razorhead.
Yeah, for sure.
It laughed at you.
Maybe. So Shonda calls his bluff and tells him no again. Now, if you're wondering if Michael's goblin mode wore off, it didn't, because he proceeded to do what he threatened, sending their sex tapes to friends, family, and even their mailman, Jason.
Jason.
I made that part up. He might have. I don't know. So, bold
mailman's
move.
Like, I've already seen it all.
He's like, I see this every
Thursday.
I've
seen your wife naked already. Yeah, exactly.
I've lived
Sancho.
This. So, bold move for Michael. But as you'd guess, this made her give in and they got back together.
What?
Just kidding. Goblin mode is still activated. Goblin mode is not going to wind down at any time. So how else do you come, or how else do you... I was going to say come up with.
But... How else do you come when your wife don't like you no more? Gotta come in front of Jason, wait for him to stick the mail through the slot.
Yeah. So how else do you one up sending your sex tapes to everyone you know? The Second Amendment, baby. Mike shows up.
He bought a gun?
He shows up to his old house and threatens Shonda with a gun, telling her that he will kill her and most likely himself if she doesn't take him back. Now, you thankfully...
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I forgot that the Second Amendment was guns.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the Fifth Amendment. Now I realize that's self-incrimination. Yeah. So my joke was supposed to be he didn't have a gun, and I was assuming that you're going to go into guns, but I was right when I said the gun, because I'm so stupid, I'm smart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Like, okay. Even though you were trying to think of something, your brain was telling you otherwise.
Yes, exactly.
It was an internal fight between you and
I've watched
brain.
Too much Fox News. I love it. I love it. I love how fast Ben Shapiro talks. I just love it.
Is Ben Shapiro actually on Fox News?
No, he's on Daily Wire, man. Talk about goblin mode.
Yeah.
That guy's goblin mode 24/7.
So now, thankfully, at this point, in the heat of the moment, goblin mode needed to recharge, and when she said no again, he left with his tail between his legs, whimpering. Did not shoot her and himself. Now, remember how I said he was a millionaire? Well, luckily for him, with his wealth, he had another home in Mississippi. We will call it the Goblin Cave, much like the Bat Cave. And so after failed attempt, Michael retreats back to the Goblin Cave to sulk and feel sorry for himself. That his damned devil woman wife had the audacity to catch him cheating.
She made me cheat on her. And then she made me fucking tell the truth.
Just the worst. Poor guy.
Disgusting.
Dwelling in his sadness, Mike devised a plan that was so good, it couldn't fail.
He bought another gun.
Michael decided to hire two men to go kidnap Shonda so that Michael could swoop in and save the day, defeating the two kidnappers and saving his wife.
Okay, wait a second. That's pretty epic.
How could it fail?
That is so Sigma of him.
Yeah, that's skimmy toilet for sure.
He must have been look maxing the entire edge he was jelking there.
Yeah, he was definitely he's definitely mewing the whole time.
I wonder if Livy Dunn knows. And Baby Gronk.
What about Duke Dennis?
Know who that is.
I don't know who it is either, but I always hear his name on those fucking videos.
Abercrombie and Finch? See, we're men of culture.
Duke
we
Dembis?
Know, we
Duck
know,
Dembis? Who's Duck we Dembis? Know,
we know what is said by the youths, and we regurgitate it, but we still don't fully know. We know some stuff. We don't know all stuff.
Yeah, I feel like a real boomer these days. It's a different language.
Yeah,
which is something really. They said when we were kids.
Yeah, but they're like this is like post-ironic
brain rot.
Yeah, basically where they're like we are. It's like back in the day they'd be like groovy, and like the people from like the 1940s are like, what the fuck are you saying groovy for? And like us, we were like hella and like tight and chill, and yeah. And now they're just like gugu pashu tutu pintu, and you're like what? And they're like diarrhea hat on a Baconator, and you're like
Ohio. That's so yeah, Ohio.
Ohio Riz Grimace Milkshake Duke Dennis Livy Dunn Look Maxine Jelk compilation.
It's funny because my wife works with kids, and she'll like ask me. She'll be like what's with like why is Ohio funny?
Sigma. That's why.
And I'm, but like, like the kids will like bring this shit up to her, and she'll like ask me, and she's like, "What does this mean?" I'm like, I've heard it. I don't know what the hell it means, but
I think it's just like Ohio is like the most random, like the state.
Well, people like to say it's like the worst place in America, but
it's not.
I've never been. I don't. I doubt that it is. I'm sure there's plenty of worse places.
But they did crash a train there and just let all the chemicals spill. Not Ohioans' fault.
No.
But, man, that did not up property value.
No. So, yeah, he is...
Duke
he,
Dennis wouldn't even move there now.
So, his plan is to hire people to kidnap his estranged wife and save her. I mean, how could she not immediately forgive him and fall back in love with him?
He's a golden god. He's a knight. He's a knight in shining armor. Truly. Also, you know, just go up to a child and say 401k and watch their eyes roll into the back of their head.
And then they'll start saying Fortnite.
Say Charles Schwab intelligence portfolio.
Just tell him.
Tell him refinance.
What's that term for like your internet history?
Your browser footprint history. Digital footprint?
Yeah, your digital footprint.
Yeah. They know what that is.
Yeah. But do they care?
Are you being philosophical right now? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm not. I don't even know what that word means. So Michael goes to Criminals R Us and hires two men, Sylvester Bracey and
Duke Dennis.
Arsenio Haynes. To do the deed. He also buys a set of handcuffs and rents a van for the good old-fashioned kidnapping. After spending a few weeks putting his plan together, the day finally came. Shonda was home alone when the doorbell rang. She got up and answered the door and sees two men in delivery outfits saying that they had a package and they needed to see where they could put it inside. Which Shonda's a little hesitant, and then they forced their way into the house, and the two men pulled out pistols and demanded that she got on the ground.
Oh.
The two men handcuffed her and forced her into the rented van.
They told her that she didn't pay the phantom tax.
That's one I don't get. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Okay, so I googled Duke Dennis, and he's a YouTuber, and then it says people also search for Kai Cenat and Phantom, mm-hmm. And I was like, these are both names that pop up in that endless jargon. Kai Cenat and Phantom. And
I'm aware. I'm aware of who Kai Cenat is. I don't really get like his thing, but I understand who he is.
They're just like kind of obnoxious YouTubers. I think
they're just entertaining people that
uh-huh.
have way too much energy to like do yeah. that shit day in, day out. Like we do this once every 2 weeks and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, maybe because we also work full-time jobs outside of it, but couldn't do this. I could not do this every day with a camera on me.
Yeah, they probably get burnt out too, but they also get paid millions of dollars to hire a hitman to try to kill their wives.
Exactly.
So these guys have pistols pulled.
Yeah, the two kidnappers peel off as one of the men is driving and the other is holding a gun to her head. He then rips her clothes off and forces a nice handful of mystery pills into her mouth. Now, Tobin, what's one of the biggest weaknesses when dealing with goblin mode?
The ability to turn off goblin mode.
That's true. I'm not going to say no to that. The answer I was looking for was luck, or in the goblin motor's eyes, unluckiness.
Oh, yeah. Goblin, when you're going goblin mode,
you get unlucky.
Yeah.
Luck is not on your side because you just have to power through every scenario. Mm-hmm. As the two kidnappers are fleeing the scene of the crime, their luck runs out as a police officer who was just finishing up his shift was on his way home when he noticed their erratic driving and started to tail them. The officer throws on his lights to pull over the van, but the kidnappers decide to floor it, seeing that there was no way they were going to be able to explain the naked, drugged, and tied up woman in the back of their van.
Yeah, they could have just told him it was a prank, bro. Yeah. He would have understood. It was Ohio.
Yeah. You know, I am curious, like, I'll ask this later. So the van quickly pulls off the road to hit some back trails in a swampy area. When they eventually run into a nasty patch of dirt, getting the van stuck. Bracey and Haynes decide that they are in too deep and jump out of the van and try to lose the cop on foot, leaving Shonda behind in the van. They're just like, you know what, fuck this. We're out. They could take her.
Where did they hire? Where did he hire these guys?
I'm not sure where he found them.
Craigslist.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. So being that it had just heavily rained one day before.
All the killers are by the taquito roller. If you see anybody buying a taquito or a hot dog, that's an international sign for I don't give a fuck about my life or anyone else's.
You know what's crazy?
My dad likes those.
I like those.
You heard it here. Hire the man.
Yeah. No, some of those taquitos are good. Especially the ones that you don't get to pick yourself. Because then you know no one else is, like, inspecting them. And there's one person to control the taquitos, they're better.
It's just like a disregard for human life, you know?
Yeah, it's when you really have just given up. So, being that it had just heavily rained the day before, not only did their van get stuck in mud, but like in most areas, heavy rain will almost always lead to another thing, raised and sped up currents in rivers and canals.
Were they again? Mississippi?
So
Tennessee.
I believe it's Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Because he was in Louisiana, and then when he got kicked out, he went to his house in Mississippi.
Oh, but she lives.
Yeah, she still lives in the house in Louisiana.
Okay.
So the two kidnappers, while running, found a fast-moving canal and decided it would be easy to hop in and let the current drift them to freedom.
Honestly, that's like, I'm not even kidding, where if I was getting chased by the police and I was like afraid to go to prison for like over 5 to 10 years because of this shit, like I might be like, I'm just going to jump in and maybe it'll, like, I could just hold my breath and keep my head above water and it'll take me somewhere.
Well, because they wouldn't be able to, like, figure out when you got out or where you got out and how fast you're moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
for sure. Or find your body.
Yeah. So not too much later, the police officer finds the van and goes to investigate, opening the van to find Shonda naked, bound, and drugged. Shonda is then taken to the hospital with police protecting her, so she is now safe. So she basically out of the story for now. Mm-hmm. She's good. She's safe. But let's check in on our two kidnappers. As I said, they opted for the old canal escape for freedom. But this move would give them the ultimate freedom in return. Death. The two men end up drowning and dying in the canal.
Oh, yeah.
After some time, their bodies are discovered by the police, and the police are just really fucking confused.
I'm about to say, honestly, that the piece of shit guy, like, what a
Michael,
a way to like tie up loose ends.
Yeah. Unless the police, being good at their jobs, do the first logical thing, which is looking into the van. But do you remember who this van is rented out to?
No.
That's right. Our wonderful goblin mode Duke Dennis. Michael. Oh. Duke Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, being a brilliant schemer that he is, decides the best way out of this is to make it look like someone had kidnapped him himself. And so he made up a plan to make it look like the two men kidnapped him as well. Michael starts with beating the shit out of himself and then tying himself up after setting up his phone to take a timed photo, showing himself all bloodied and tied up.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Was this his original plan? Because I thought he was going to save her.
Yeah, them getting caught by the police was not a part of the original plan.
Yeah, so
the original plan was like they would take her to some abandoned building,
and then he would come in and beat the shit out of the guys, or when they were gone, he would save her and be like, "I tracked you down." But the thing is, I think he beat the shit out of himself after he found out that they died or got caught or whatever, and was like, "I need to pivot this story. It's gonna come back to me, right?"
Well, so he there's definitely a moment where like he lost communication with them. But so, where was I?
He beat the shit out of himself and took a picture with the self timer.
Yeah.
Tied up.
So then the Mike sends this staged photo to his estranged wife, pretending to be, the kidnappers, telling her that they have him and they want ransom money. The only problem for Mikey boy is that he was unaware that the two kidnappers he hired had died before he started to impersonate them. So it was not publicly known yet that they were dead.
Oh, I see. I see why you got confused about what's going on. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's confused too.
Yeah. So the police do not fall for this ploy, and he becomes the number one suspect. And for 4 days, the police are on a good old-fashioned manhunt. The manhunt would end after finding Michael in a shitty little rundown motel. So, sure, there's a lot of evidence against Michael at this point, but to give him the benefit of the doubt, maybe the kidnappers forced him to rent the van under his name with his own money. Maybe there were more than just two kidnappers working on the job. But there was one piece of evidence Michael forgot about, and that was his state-of-the-art motion and sound-detecting security cameras that he had installed in the Goblin Cave. So anytime he was in the Goblin Cave, he was accidentally filming himself, including phone calls and meeting with the two now-deceased kidnappers. And the police found this, like, over 100 hours of footage of him planning this and meeting with people. So with this damning evidence, the police have him right where they want him. And Michael receives 35 years in prison.
Oh.
So what's the moral of this story? We can boil it down to, no matter how good of a plan you have, kidnapping your estranged wife so you can rescue her and save the day is never the right plan.
It seems like there's a lot of people who, I saw that documentary. It's like a American Nightmare, or it was about like the guy that
sounds like my life.
Yeah. guy that like killed his wife and kids. I forget what it was called, but it was like fucked up, and it was because he was like seeing another woman. Mm-hmm. And it seems like a lot of these guys, when they go and do this shit, it's not because, like, a logical person would be like, okay, I fucked up, she doesn't want anything to do with me, or I'm cheating or something, I'm going to step out of the picture because there's no way of me coming back. But I feel like these guys are like, I can't lose. If lose...
You're a millionaire. You've made millions of dollars being a piece of shit. That's not going to stop you from being a piece of shit.
Because, like, he was cheating on his wife with, like, probably multiple women. And I feel like the solution to this was like, okay, well, go use your millions to go sleep with all these women you want, or go find a new woman, but it's like she doesn't want anything to do with you anymore. But now he's like, no, either it's like a property, like she's my property, or it's like I can't lose, she can't leave me. And that's what it kind of feels like, because like you said, he filed the divorce papers first, so it's like, you're not getting me, I'm getting you first.
Yeah, the arrogance.
It's like it's all ego. And it's like, when in reality, he could have just been like, okay,
let's go to counseling. I fucked up.
See ya. Bye. You know, you said let's go to counseling.
Yeah.
I don't think he could have got that after he showed up with a gun.
No, I'm saying before the gun.
No. Before the cheating.
First thing.
But yeah, it's just really crazy to see like these types of people do that. And you're like, oh, yeah, this kind of tracks. I mean, there's always like a very logical way out of these crimes. You're like, yeah, not crimes, but scenarios where like, you're like, take the loss. You messed up. She doesn't want anything to do with you. If you can't make up, then leave. Like, go do what you were already doing in the first
place.
Move
on.
Exactly. It's just very strange to see that. But they double, triple down. So, anyway.
That was always a one good piece of advice someone told me once was, anytime you meet someone who is recently divorced, don't say you're sorry. Say congratulations.
Hey.
Because typically it's a mutual thing.
And give them a gun.
And give them multiple guns. Give them both guns.
Give them a van.
Take life insurance out on both of them, then give them both guns. And
now
vans. Handcuffs. And they both
really
get two henchmen.
And then write duel letters to each of them. Meet me at the Walmart parking lot for a duel. And send them both guns.
Yeah.
That's cool. Wow. Okay. Well, I think that's our stories for today. That's a really interesting story. Wow. Yeah. Fuck. If you guys want any more information, we love telling these stories, and we love when you stick around and listen to them. If you guys want any more information, go to our Instagram at Camp Strange Podcast on Instagram. Send us an email, campstrangepodcast@gmail.com, and rate, review, subscribe, share it with a friend. Do whatever you want with this podcast. Do whatever you want. Because
turn us into an EDM song.
Yeah. One more time.
I'm gonna say it's just you fucking up Poland over and over again.
Poland, babe.
Poland, anyway. AKA Boyland.
Yeah.
That's what you're listening to. We should name this podcast Boyland.
We should have named this podcast Boyland, parentheses, cable car. That's a
a reference I don't get.
What's that song that was like, I never knew that everything was falling through. Everybody on my head, over my head by the fuck, over my head. So over my head is by
the reason I'm so quiet is because I'm like, oh. Yeah, it's like the whole reason I was so quiet, I was like, God, I feel like I know exactly what you're talking about, but I was thinking too hard to talk.
So the song is called Over My Head, but I always thought it was really funny because it's like, over my head, they sang it left in overtime. She's on your mind. She's on your mind. Anyway, that song, they I don't even know if they say the fucking word cable car in it, but the song is called The Fray, Over My Head, parentheses, cable car. And I always thought it was really funny that it was as a parentheses cable car. So after every single thing, I'd be like, parentheses, cable car. And people like, why are you saying that? It's such a only me joke.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are the funniest ones, are the ones that only you get.
Yeah. Over my head, cable car.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's pretty good. I got to look up the lyrics now, see if they actually say the word cable car in it.
Yeah, because if they do, the joke's not funny.
They probably do.
Well, come on, look it up.
Okay, lyrics. Really quick. Lyrics.
Everybody's listening on our time. This is us, baby.
Let's do a control find for cable car. You lose the argument in a cable car.
Okay, but is that worth putting in the title?
No, that's the thing. It's like, this guy was probably like, man, that's what the song's about. It's about, yeah. We had an argument in a cable car, and that's what I think about. And everyone's like, call it over my head. And he's like, I'm going to call it cable car. And they're like, you're a fucking idiot. No one's going to be able to find the fucking song. Anyway. Okay. Well, David, do you have anything to say before we officially head out?
Nah, we got to end it because that little mutt's starting to bark.
Okay. I thought you were going to say cable car as your final.
Oh, cable car.
And don't forget to stay strange.